Hello and welcome to Straight Out of Sumner. This is Kelly with the Sumner County Health Department. So May is a very important month. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, where we raise awareness about mental health. We try to reduce the stigma around mental health, and we promote mental health well-being. So not only do we do those things, but we also try to educate the public about mental health conditions. We advocate for the support of people who struggle with mental health. And then we also like to celebrate the recovery. So I know there's a lot of important work going on out there that has success stories. And so today I thought it was important. Usually I would bring somebody on to talk about, you know, Sumner Mental Health, you know, more the professional side, NAMI. But today I thought I'd actually bring somebody in that has been on a mental health journey. It was important to me to do this because I wanted to see a different perspective. I want the people that are listening to have a different perspective of, you know, somebody that has actually went through it, is going through it, and if she could help, even if it's the smallest amount, if she could help them get through what they're going through, or be somebody that they could reach out to. So I wanted to introduce Ashlyn. So Ashlyn, thank you for coming on and sharing your mental health journey with us today.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. All right. So we'll get into it. And like I said, you can share as much as you'd like or not. The goal would be just to, you know, if anybody's listening, like I said, know that they're not alone, maybe, you know, and that people do go through this, and there's an other side of it, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so go ahead, and I'll let you have the floor, and we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Okay, so my experience with mental health has been a pretty long and heavy drug out road. Ever since I was a kid, I was a child of divorce. So of course that was a trauma at the age of, you know, 8 years old that I had to experience. It wasn't easy. Granted, I didn't realize that was going to be the easiest thing I went through.
Sure.
And going on, you know, my parents, they would fight physically, and, you know, they would abuse each other emotionally, and that was hard to watch as well. I think growing up, it wasn't easy seeing them divorce, but even after that, my mom had gotten into another relationship that was abusive. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that was induced with drugs, and they had their own mental health issues. Sure. So, of course, it was, again, hard to see, hard to deal with. I felt pretty alone at times. And I remember growing up into a teenager, I think that was my hardest times. I had struggled with self-harm. I struggled with pills, and I struggled with just feeling completely numb and empty, especially with everything that I had witnessed growing up.
So can you tell me why, what led you to that? Was it because your parents divorced? Is it because you know, when you are like watching your mom's relationship, what did it make you feel like?
Well, and I think the hardest thing was watching my mom put herself through it over and over again. And I also was involved with things. So, you know, I would fight with her and also my stepdad. So we would get into a lot of physical altercations. So,
at that time, were you able to see anybody for that?
I was not able to see anyone. My mom, the stigma,
yes.
She thought it was a joke. When my seventh grade school counselor kind of realized there was something going on and that I was self-harming, she pulled my mom in. She's like, hey, she really needs therapy. And she said, absolutely not. That's a joke. That's not happening.
Well, I'm glad your counselor did that, though. At least she was extending a hand. I mean, you know, to try to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, she definitely tried her hardest to kind of push my mom into letting me go to therapy, but it just wasn't in the cards at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think I was pretty young then. You know, I was 13. Right. So.
And really, that is a tough age. I mean, it's a tough age for anybody, I think. Just the different things that your body's going through, the emotions even, you know, and the school environment. I don't know. It seems like a tough age.
It is. And not only did I have hard time at home, but in school, I was kind of isolated. Like, I would have friends here and there, but I would try to explain or reach out to people, and they're like, oh, no, you're crazy. You know, that doesn't happen. So I was kind of alone in my formative years as well. Mm. I didn't have a lot of friends.
Right, or a stable environment.
No, no. So I didn't do great in school, as you can expect.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is your 13 junior high times. And then was there ever a point that you realized that you needed help?
Yeah, I think I didn't realize it at the time, but when I was 15, I had attempted an overdose. Mm. I had went into Good Shepherd, and I was there for like 2 weeks trying to recover, and that was when my mom finally was like, okay, something's, you know, it's time to go see a mental health. So she called mental health, and at 15 years old, they got me in finally, and that's where it all began.
Good.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend, or what is the first step? Like, if another 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 15-year-old is struggling with, what do you think the first step that they should do is if a parent or somebody's not listening? Like, are you able to reach out yourself, or because you're still a child?
I think it's so hard there. There's so many limitations with that, but I think there still is a time where you can reach out to a teacher, a counselor, anyone that you know besides your parents or whoever is not listening to you. There is someone out there who will listen.
Good. Good. That's good to know. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about you were able to get help at Sumner Mental Health Center here in Wellington.
Yeah.
Awesome. What are some of the strategies that have helped you?
So I think the biggest thing for me, like, at first I thought therapy was stupid, of course, 15-year-old teenage girl.
Right.
You know, I was kind of forced into group therapy. They were talking repetitive things. I didn't want to listen. But ultimately I found that mindfulness is the greatest tool when it comes to mental health. Being aware of what's going on around you, being aware of your feelings, and, you know, trying to regulate your emotions. And also, like I said, just being present in those emotions as well, and then letting them pass.
Because are you saying, like, maybe when you were younger, you did not know how to regulate those feelings? You didn't know where to put them.
No, absolutely. Right. I mean, it took me, oh goodness, I mean, until I was the age of 24 to completely know how to emotionally regulate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that has probably been the greatest takeaway, is learning how to be mindful. I think most of it revolves around that. Not only that, but just taking care of yourself. like, even if you were to read a book or find a hobby or anything that you can try to find enjoyment in. And if you don't find enjoyment in things, sometimes you gotta force yourself to try different things to find the thing that makes you happy.
Wow. That's awesome. It sounds like you've come a long ways.
Oh, yeah. It's been a crazy ride, to say the least.
Yes. So do you feel like your mental health journey is something that you will continue for the rest of your life? Like, do you ever think that it's something that you won't ever have again? Or do you feel like your mental health, you have to stay focused on it?
I definitely have to stay focused on it. And I think anyone who has mental health issues, especially in their childhood and into adulthood, they're going to continue to work on it day by day. I mean, not only did I have childhood trauma, I had the trauma of an abusive relationship as an adult. Mm. So I have PTSD. I do still struggle with depression and very much so anxiety. Mm-hmm. But I think... I think it's just going to be a continuous journey. It's just gotten better as time's gone on.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You're just taking the things that you've learned and using them in your everyday life, and it seems to be working for you.
It really is. I probably am the happiest that I've ever been, and I think the biggest thing, besides being mindful and finding things that make you happy, is a support system.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether your home life isn't the best, you reach out to people. Definitely the health department in itself has helped me a lot. Definitely when I was, you know, using the WIC for my children and I, you know, as an 18-year-old girl, yes. I have been seeing Sarah for a very long time. And she, I mean, everyone here has helped me as well. And like I said, even my therapist, this place has definitely helped a lot. And then also, you know, my teachers, like, they were my biggest advocates, especially growing up.
It's awesome. It's awesome to hear that you've had people throughout your lifetime, that have helped you and guided you. And, it's awesome to see.
Yeah, definitely. So. And I think, another thing is, at one point in my adulthood, I had worked for a qualified residential treatment program. So I've watched kids with trauma work through their stuff. And I mean, they don't know how to regulate their emotions. While I worked there, I was first a, direct care provider. And then I worked my way into a supervisor position. I basically taught these kids how to do their laundry, brush their teeth, regulate their emotions, learn how to, like, have healthy coping mechanisms. It was not an easy job, mm-hmm. but we didn't always help everyone, but the ones who took away from it, I mean, that was... It's amazing to see them progress.
Yes, and I was going to say that, doesn't somebody have to accept the help as well? I mean, don't they have, you know, like, we can educate, we can provide, like you said, we can sit around and talk in group sessions or something like that, but doesn't the person have... what am I trying to say here? A responsibility also to get what they need from it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me personally too, it took me a long time to accept the help that Correct. I needed.
Yes.
A lot of them, they don't realize that, that their mental health, that even though they're struggling, they have to put in the work. Someone else can't just continuously tell them to do things and them not want to put in the work themselves. Correct.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They have to put in what they want to receive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to your work at the Sorry, tell me again what the name of it is.
It's the Qualified Residential Treatment Program.
So you saw kids come through. Did you use, like, group setting for to help them as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you learn some of the things or teach them some of the things that you've learned?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only in groups but individually. We had taught them, like I said, a lot of healthy coping mechanisms. To basic, like, sexual education, you know, how to stay safe in terms of life in general, and also crisis prevention, learning how to spot that you are in a crisis and when to seek help and how to seek help and resources.
Awesome. That is all good information. I love it. Thank you. Okay, anything else that you'd like to share? Just, you know, like I said, if anybody's out there struggling and they hear your voice, anything that helped you could maybe help them.
I will say there was a time, other than me being a teenager, where I had been hospitalized and I was in group, and I do remember being super suicidal. And the guy that was leading the group had told me, you don't want to die. You just don't want to live this way. And you have to learn to live. Mm. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, but you just have to learn to reach out. And if anyone is listening, you know, there is someone that will. There is someone that will listen.
Awesome. I think we'll end it on that. That's a perfect note to end it. So, awesome. Ashlyn, thank you very much for joining us today. And I hope if anyone listening is struggling with mental health that they do reach out. Like she said, find somebody to advocate for you, counselor, teacher, the health department, one of the nurses, something like that. So, thanks again, Ashlyn.
Of course.
Okay. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and also check out our website at www.sumnercountyhealthdepartment.org.